We're moving then over to the Kildare-Newbridge Municipal District, where Independent Councillor Tom McDonald joins me on the line now to look at his motions raised at the recent MD meeting. Tom, good morning. Thanks for taking our call on the show.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you doing? And don't forget the flash show that's coming Monday week, the 3rd of August, yeah, at the Town Hall. We're starting at the Town Hall in Newbridge at 11 a.m.
Yeah. No worries.
How are you? Good morning.
Tom. And yeah, we'll look at the Flacheol in just a few minutes' time. We'll go through your motions first, though. You asked the council to provide an update on the pedestrian crossing at the cemetery on Athgarvan Road there in Newbridge to the cemetery car park. What was the council's response to this question, Tom?
Yeah, well, the response is we spoke this early on with the senior engineer, and we had that it was confirmed on the LPT. So I'm waiting on an update on that. So we're just waiting on an update. The senior engineer was on holidays. I went down to the yard. So we're waiting on an update now because there have been a few serious incidents at the car park there coming across with old people coming across and people with disability nearly got knocked down on that road. So that's urgently needed, and that has been passed early on the year. So will be done as it has been approved with the LPT. Yeah, so okay, that'll be done, yeah.
All right, Tom, your next motion is in relation to removing some green area in College Park in Newbridge. You'd like to see some car park spaces created to help small businesses in Eyre Street. As I understand it, there maybe was a few councillors who did raise some concerns about the possibility of removing green space there.
Yeah, but it's not about removing. There's a big area there where the old courthouse was there in Newbridge, where the old Dole office was, unemployment exchange was. And there's a big area there, and it's like a market square. And we're looking to develop that properly. Well, I am personally looking to develop that properly. And all the businesses in the back street and some in the front street and along George Street are struggling because there's no place to park. And there's a large green area there, so you could accommodate at least 20 cars and still have like 90% of the green area there. So I can't see the... you had Social Democrat Chris Pinder objecting, you know, vigorously to it. And, he's objecting to everything. So what he's doing by doing that is stopping local businesses from thriving. And I've had serious reports with the cycle lanes on the main street that they can't park, they're not doing business, and one after another they're closing down. And they're the heart and soul of Newbridge for the last 100 years, and every one of them are closing down and they're on their knees. They cannot survive. Multinationals are taking everything off them, so they need car parking space, and everyone's totally against us. Everybody that I speak to, I've never spoke to anybody in the town as regarding them cycle lanes been positive. They're all against the cycle lanes. There's the same thing. They're a danger and they can't get out of their cars. And so we're having serious problem there with parking. They need parking. Mm. So there is a meeting coming up that I'll be able to push for that, to try and get something done about the parking as regarding the town plan. That's coming up, I think, in early September. Yeah,
all right. So, I do want to pull you up on your comment there, Tom, in relation to what you used, multinationals taking everything. I do want to refute that claim. I don't think that's relevant to the conversation we're having right now. Solely looking at that motion that you raised to the council, what did the council say, you know, about the possibility of implementing car park spaces? Is it something they were looking at? What did they say, strictly speaking, on what the council responded with?
Yeah, the council on the motion, their reply was they do not have enough resources. So it's all going back to resources location. So we need to really push into getting this. We need to get parking for businesses. You know, people need to park when they come into town. So So we need to have meetings and discuss this. We cannot let our small businesses close down. You know, people need to come into town. They need to get a break. They need to come in for a coffee. They need to come in and do a little bit of shopping in the small businesses. And we need small businesses to thrive, not close down one after another. And they are closing down one after another. They're closing down. Like we had three last year, or the year before, there was something like nearly 4,000 small businesses closed down in Ireland. It's a serious, serious concern. And it's a big talking point, and I don't see anybody pushing this in the Dáil or anywhere else, where we need to really concentrate. When I came into the council, I was trying to push to get rates reduced for them, to try and get them to survive. And then I had the thing with the big businesses, it wouldn't be a level playing field, what was said at that time. But we need to do something for small businesses, and we need to promote them in our towns.
All right. Your next motion, Tom, is also in relation to car parking spaces, this time at Lakeside Park in Newbridge, in front of the lake, to help residents with serious parking issues in the area. What are those issues that residents are dealing with there?
Yeah, there is one road there that it's very bad. It goes in along the lake. I don't know if people are familiar, some are familiar, some aren't, but it's along the lake where there's some park benches, and there's a lot of car parking. People are going in, there's only parking on one side. And now, where you have people have three cars in one house, where, you know, 50 years ago when the houses were built there, you're lucky if one every second house had a car, you know, maybe every third house, where now you have two to three cars in each house. They have no place to park along there, and they can't get in or they can't get out. And along with that, emergency services cannot get in or out there. And that went back then again to resources. But there is a town plan. There is a plan for Lakeside Park development, the basketball court area, where I've pushed, the money's been put aside. So I'll try and push for that. And there again, I'll be meeting the senior engineer there to discuss that. So we hope to get that done. It's a simple fix to provide about another 6 or 7 cars on the left-hand side of Gwynedd Road. It's hard to explain that to people. It's the top side. It's not the narrow side of the lake. It's the other side of the lake. And it is a serious concern for people living in that road. Mm. They're putting through hardship where they shouldn't have to. And I think it's again, down to resources. But anyway, we will try and divorce. I hope the resources come from elsewhere, because these are small fixes for the people, and they'll give big relief. And if you have a fire there, if you have an ambulance coming in, they can't get in or they can't get out. So it needs to be done.
Yeah. That is something that the parking issues have been highlighted before, especially when it comes to emergency services as well, Tom. Tom, you also mentioned there at the very start in relation to the Flack Hole. It's taking place in August. What are the details there?
Yeah, that's on the 3rd. It's Bank Holiday Monday. And it's going to be the first of many, and the first of an annual. I was going to turn it into a big festival down the road, where it'll be a big celebration of Irish traditional music and song and dance. And I hope by next year we'll have a well-established. But what we're looking for volunteers in the area, anyone that play the fiddle, the power on, you know, the mouth organ, any good Irish traditional instruments, to turn up on the day. And we'll be there all day. We'll be there till 6, 7, 8 o'clock in the evening. And it'll be come and play. We'll have PA systems and everything in place. So if you're in Irish culture, or belong to any organisations, score or whatever, you're welcome to come and play. And that's what we want to do, celebrate Irish culture, song and dance. And the Flack Hole is at... I know what people say, the National Flack Hole is on, and it starts, I think it starts on Sunday, is it, or whatever. But, yeah, they won't be all going there on the one day. I go to the National Fly every year, but I go for 2 days or 3 days, so it goes on all week. So anyone that's available in the local area, whether you're in Wicklow, Kildare, Offaly, you're welcome to come. Carlo, come up and play, and let's have celebrate Irish culture. I think it's a massive thing, and it's a thing that's dying out too in the country, and we need to promote it more and more. And you're all welcome, and it's all free. Bring the kids, it's free, and you get a cup of tea there or whatever. There's no charge. So, yeah, please come along and support. So that's Monday week. That'll be the 3rd of August, Bank Holiday Monday, from 11 a.m. Yeah.
All right, Tom, thanks so much for joining us on the Kildare Today show this morning, looking at those motions and questions raised at that latest MD meeting, as well as letting people know about the Flack Hole taking place on August 3rd, the Bank Holiday Monday. We are hoping to have that information on our Kildare Diary section.